Well, so we're continuing today in Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 3, the first Mishnah. Kavi b'mahal la'omra. Kavi b'mahal used to say, Histaka b'shlosh dvarim b'yata bali di'avera. Look at three things and you will not come to sin. Number one, da mi'ayin basa. Know from where you have come. U'la'anata holich, and where are you going? V'lifnei mi'ata osilitein din b'cheshbon. And before whom are you going to give? Literally, reckoning and accounting. So now, Kaveh Mahala answers all of these questions. Me'ayin basa, from where did you come? Mitipas rucha, from a putrid drop. Ula'ana taholich, where am I going back to? L'makom afar rima vitoleya, to a place of dust and worms. And before whom am I going to give ultimate judgment, reckoning, and accounting? Before the Ribbono Shel Olam. A very overwhelming Mishnah. So the Rabbeinu Yonah explains, he says, what does this mean? He says, what does it mean that ultimately look at these three things and you won't come to sin? So he says, number one is, Dam Ayin Basa, from where did you come? Now, the idea that Rabbeinu Yonah says is sin is often a manifestation of arrogance, of gaiva. So therefore, again, that's why you see that Yiddishkeit places such an emphasis on being humble, because at the end of the day, humility allows me to go ahead and truly self-actualize and not get carried away with so much of the foolishness of this world. And therefore, the first thing that Kavim Mahala says, Dama Ayin Basa. No, a person comes from a putrid drop. What does that recognition, what does that understanding do? It reinforces a sense of humility. Similarly, Ula anata holich, where am I going? And again, the Mishnah answered, to a place of dust, of worms, the body decomposes. Here the Rabbeinu Yonah says, not only does this reinforce a sense of humility, but it also prevents a person from getting too carried away with the materialistic pursuits of this world. At the end of the day, as they say, you can't take it with you. So because I know no matter how much I amass, no matter how much I acquire, no matter how much I enjoy, it doesn't come with me. So suddenly what that does is not only does it again engender humility, but it also reprioritizes our pursuits in life. We spend so much time running after and trying to acquire the material, which again, if used in the right way, could be a very beautiful idea. As long as we understand the temporal nature of all of our material pursuits. And before whom am I going to give a reckoning and accounting? So this, at the end of the day, a recognition of, if a person knows that for every single action, I'm going to have to defend it in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, many of us have become very adept and very skilled at making up excuses, which is great. It comes in, it's a handy skill set in life. There's only one problem. It works with Basar Vadam, it works with people, but it doesn't work with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is one of the most incredible and overwhelming ideas, that there will come a day for all of us when we have to come up before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's always important to understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to be successful in judgment and wants us to have a beautiful Olam Haba. But with all that being said, there's also an accounting and there's a reckoning, and I have to explain my actions. So just know, says Akavya b'mahalalal, that at the end of the day, you're going to have to defend your actions. And if something is indefensible, if I know already now in my own mind that it's not really defensible, then why do it? Then why do it? Whatever amount of pleasure, which is going to be limited at most, whatever amount of gain, which is always going to be limited as well, is it worth having to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not being able to defend it? I want to live the kind of life where whatever I do, when I stand before the Beis Din Shel Mala, I am able to hold my head high and defend my actions because I know that I tried my best. We'll stop here for today. Shkayach HaRam, Shkayach HaRam, a wonderful day.